USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fallout continues after President Trump's recent photo op with a Bible outside of a church near the White House amid protests because of George Floyd's death. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he regrets taking part in that. He says in a pre-recorded video commencement address to the National Defense University that he should never have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. It was a mistake.
Police used pepper spray and rubber bullets to clear protesters out of the way before the president and his entourage walked to the church. The Republican National Convention is reportedly going to be held largely in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that's the decision after the North Carolina governor refused to say that there wouldn't be restrictions on the event if it was held as planned in Charlotte. And this is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week, exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.